Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Hiya, pal.
All right. Well, hey, we got to keep removing it. Let's bust out those history books and see what happened on this day in history.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, December 13th, 1966, the rights to the first four Super Bowls were sold to CBS and NBC for a total of $9.5 million. Chump change now. You can't even get a 30-second commercial for $9.5 million right now.
That's about how much a ticket is to go to the Super Bowl now. You know?
Not far off. That's nosebleeds. I think it's pretty crazy where it's come. You know what I mean? When you look back at the first Super Bowl, I think we've talked about this. As of right now, there is only one known recording of the full Super Bowl. Some guy found it in his attic at his like parents' house.
It's crazy, dude.
And they didn't save it at the stations. You know, back in,
you know, and his grandma probably almost taped Young and the Restless over it too. You know.
No, Graham, why don't you pick a different VHS tape? Let's just hold on to this one just in case. Yeah, some guy found it in there, like stacked away, because you're like, well, didn't CBS, NBC? No. Everyone taped over it because they didn't think this was going to be as big. At the time, no one thought football was going to be what it is. Now it's billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Didn't they have like a marching band, like, yeah, halftime show the first Super Bowl? Like, I think it was like high school band.
It was played in California. It was like the Pasadena like Tech College down the road that played at the halftime show.
Yeah.
Now you got,
wow,
you know,
what it's become now, Brock. It's crazy. Craziness.
I'll be honest, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a diehard Packer fan. It's hard for me to really get into the Super Bowl. Now, if the Packers were playing, of course, I'd lose my mind, and I'd probably end up going. You know what I feel has happened, though? It's become too commercialized. Does that make sense?
There's too much money. There's too much money being traded.
It's
around,
such
right?
a dog and pony show at this point. Like, I just want to watch some good football being played. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you got the thousands of people who watch the game, act like they've been watching all year long, and then you got to sit there at the party with them.
Well,
and then you got to be quiet during the commercials because everybody's watching.
Well, too, I think you hit the nail on the head. You get the head. You get those people that know nothing about football, but then during the Super Bowl, they think they know everything about football, and it's like, all right, okay.
Talking during the game, they shut up during the commercials. Come on!
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to stop just going to Super Bowl parties. I'm just going to, you know, sit in my basement with all the food that I want, and I'm just going to hang out and just watch the game by myself in silence. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, so there you go. $9.5 million, which would get you a 5-second ad on CBS this year for the Super Bowl. You got it?
Wow.
That is what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is Bill Burr. We'll be back.